Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When I saw a movie called Escape from Mogadishu advertised this week, my initial reaction was probably the same as yours. Never heard of it, and in my case, do I have to? Well, the answer for me was clearly not the same as most people. I was the only one in the cinema to watch a Korean film about the events covered 20 years ago in Ridley Scott's Black Hawk Down, the ferocious civil war in Somalia.
Allahu Akbar, Allah.
드디어 대통령 변장.
대한민국 역사적인 유엔 가입. 승진.
In 1990, the South Korean government was very keen to gain a seat in the United Nations. Well, that meant buttering up every country that had a vote. And the most votes, surprisingly, were in the continent of Africa, which is why a delegation was visiting the president of Somalia with a bundle of expensive gifts. And suddenly they're hijacked by local gangsters who shoot their tires and steal the gifts. Well, it turns out they've been hired by a North Korean dirty tricks group to stymie the efforts of their sworn enemies. For over 70 years, the hatred between the two Koreas has been that fierce. But the Koreans are about to get a lesson in civil war hatred when the Somali government is toppled and suddenly the streets are full of terrifying gun-wielding rebels up against some even more heavily armed government thugs. The North and South Koreans hide in their respective embassies under siege.
I, General Aidid of the United Somali Congress,
address the embassies of each nation.
And for the first half hour, while I could see that Escape from Mogadishu was well enough made by popular Korean director Sung Won Ryu, I found it hard to take sides. Why should I care which Somalia and which Korea came out on top? Until suddenly it started turning up the tension. The North Korean embassy was in the worst position. Their communications had been cut off. They had no power, very little food and water, and no protection from the marauding gangs in the street. They also had few friends in the Somali capital, Mogadishu. Their one ally, the Chinese embassy, couldn't help. When they were forced to leave the building, men, women and children, they had nowhere to go until someone suggested the unthinkable, to ask for help from the great Satan, South Korea.
우리 이런 상황 서울 본부에서는 아예 모르고 있는 거겠죠?
The South Korean embassy was slightly better off. They had some supplies and had also done a deal with a local militia gang who were prepared to protect them for a price. Then, in the dark, they heard the call for help from the North Koreans.
Better leave, or my brothers will be back for you.
안녕하세요!
Within each embassy, there were two factions, the ambassador's people and their families, and the shady counsellors, the secret service whose sole purpose was to stop the other rival Koreans from getting away with anything. Well, both sets of counsellors were suspicious. Don't trust them. It's obviously a trick.
경찰들도 다 내뺐는데 무슨 배짱으로 이러네?
So So escaping from Mogadishu is by no means straightforward. While the two ambassadors try to counter decades of conditioning to work together and keep their counsellors from killing each other, the streets start to fill up with homicidal warlords, all determined that nobody's escaping if they can help it. One of the good things about seeing a film alone in a cinema is you have ample opportunity to join in. I haven't yelled, "Look out!" "Oh no!" and "No, no, turn back!" as often as this since I was 10. And by the end, I felt like a 10-year-old seeing a brilliant action film for the first time. Was this the best film I've seen this year? It was certainly the most suspenseful. What makes a great action film? It's not just the action sequences, best, most realistic car chases I've seen for ages, by the way. It's the fact that I was always seeing something new. The laughing Somali child soldiers, say, or the cars protected by strapped-on books and doors. And the fact that the ending, "Don't look, nobody look," was both heartwarming and heartbreaking in exactly equal measure. And possibly the reason it was so unexpectedly good, Escape from Mogadishu is mostly true. If you want proof that, yes, they do still make them like they used to, and occasionally even better, I heartily recommend this one. A moving picture in every possible sense of the words.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.